Newbury College in Brookline is having a closeout sale. Everything must go. The college graduated its last class in May, and as part of its shutting down, it began a closeout sale on its campus last week. WBUR's Fred Tice checked in.
The college has six kitchens. It ran a culinary school. Tours of 10 buyers at a time are led through the campus. Antique dealer Eric Schultz is interested in stainless steel kitchen prep tables. Mark McCormick, who is leading the kitchen tour, tells him how much they cost each.
$250.
Well, I've got a lot of them. I've got probably 40 or 50 of them. You want them all?
Schultz thinks one of his clients, a boutique hotel in New York, might be interested.
Could be just because of the look of the tables downstairs, not necessarily because they're functional as a restaurant equivalent.
A refrigerator is $1,200. There are racks full of baking pans, shaped like French bread, mixers, deep fryers. These are the things that kept a college going for more than 50 years. Among the buyers is Todd Snipkowski. He owns a training and staffing company for cooks.
I've never seen this many people at an auction before.
It's not an auction. It's a closeout sale, just like a store would have. Barton Height is organizing the tours of various parts of the campus.
We figured this was going to be somewhere between 3.5 to 5 weeks. It's not the old Filene's running of the bride's day.
Two colleges, including Montserrat College on the North Shore, have already bought much of what's for sale, like the gym equipment, to the disappointment of Gordon Pan, who owns a gym in Haverhill.
I was here to see if I could find some stuff for my gym, but unfortunately, it was all sold out before I even got here.
The sale is organized by Eaton Hudson. They specialize in store closings. They handled closings for Toys R Us, Circuit City, JCPenney.
All of a sudden, we became the premier sellers of colleges and universities in this country, and we set up this division only to handle that.
Jim Shea is the company's CEO.
And it's, unfortunate for the small schools, but, obviously it's been good for our business. And it's good for the creditors, too, because we're bringing back recoveries that they have not seen in the past.
Newberry College says proceeds will go towards paying its debts. If there is any money left over, the college says the money could be donated to a nonprofit with the approval of Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey. One of the buyers at the closeout sale, Dale Ann Schultz, wants a computer. There's disagreement over the price.
No one said $300 for Mac computer.
There's three of us in the room.
In the end, she gets the Mac for $300. Newberry College was open for 57 years. After half a century of fueling young people's aspirations, the haggling is what remains of a college. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.